Okay, everybody, welcome back. We're going to go into this projects concept, which is a little bit out of order, but I did want to get into it because I get getting a flavor of what's coming in on the emails. And the basic project that we're looking forward to is to expand the ttheoryfoundation.org, which now has tutorials and an audio fashion, but we'll in the next 2 months, those audio files will be rewritten as text, and and I will go into it from the emails that I've gotten in. I know what I want to talk about and expand on this. That becomes the basis for a book which I will be writing. So you know, you have to get this stuff into a line. And one of the really long-term goals of the T-Theory Foundation is to basically allow other people to come in and do research. As it turns out, this wrong tea concept here is almost ripe for the particular application of an interactive zone. And so what I'm going to do is, as soon as we get this mid-October peak taken care of, my company is not based on losing money, so we're going to make a radical change in our strategy at that time for a period of about 6 weeks, and then look for the resumption of the bull market. But once I get that out of the way, I'm pretty much interested in, and so, you know, in a couple of weeks, I'm going to start expanding on these capabilities. So I'm just putting up another 12 megabyte MP3 file, and I'm going to tell you what the plans are, and ask any of you who are interested in participating to stay tuned for the further results. One of the topics that comes right up to mind is the wrong tees that we just discussed. It is possible to derive important information from the from that projection, provided it can be verified going back through history. What I did was, when I invented T theories, I noticed that the right T construction was producing tops. And then I found out what the rules were. One of the big important rules is that you can't draw a new T until the old T's projected top eight has passed, and that's because you get entangled in if you get entangled in an old T trying to draw a new T while you're still in the right side of an old T, the stuff won't come out right, and so you'll think that there is no time symmetry. But if you invoke that rule, then everything comes out you're pretty good, except you run into the bullish T versus the bearish T, you know, which is a good T versus a bad T. The projected top dates are fine. It's just that it collapses in the right side in a bearish T and it goes up the bottom house. So it's a sort of a game where you have to go through a lot of examples. And fortunately, in this regard, the chart that you have presented here is written is done in a program which I wrote, and the program can be slid back into history because there's an automatic scaling on the S&P 500. So it is possible for me to take, for example, the picture that you see here, and then move it back 6 months, and the S&P will reestablish the vertical scales and so forth. And then I can take a snapshot of that, turn it into a PDF file, then move back another 6 months, and eventually get back into the 2000 time period. If you do two a year and you go back for 10 years, which would be a normal case, I end up with 20 PDF files, always showing the history of this volume oscillator versus the S&P 500. And if the wrong T construction works, which I think it probably will work sometimes, we can analyze that. But I would rather publish the 20 PDF files and let some people mess around with it and see if they can come up with something that's you know, some contribution. And so that's what what this message would be. That really parallels what I did in 73. I found out that I had to go to the ABCD correction factor, and then I first did it in the transportation average when I wrote the book. In 73, the transportation average gave the best tees because the transportation average never went anywhere. It just went in a sideways trend, and that's the easiest way to get time dimensions out of tees, because T-theory is basically you look at everything in the time price in the time dimension, but you never look in the price dimension. And in the world of physics, there's an uncertainty principle, You can sort of you can know where the position of a particle is with great certainty, but you can never know its momentum, which means you don't know where it's going. Or you can know something about where it's going, but you can't know anything about where it is. And so you're caught in this dilemma of, do you want to, in the theory of market movements, you're caught in the price versus time episode. People who work in cycle theory say, well, we'll throw away the price information, we'll just get the top dates. And the people who do Elliott wave theory, they're doing the price dimensions, but they don't know where the time is. Those things don't make you a lot of money over a long period of time. You have to know something about the price, and you have to know something about the time. And if you don't get that right, it's doubly complicated, because the physical laws will not allow you to know both of them. So you have to be very, very clever. And so the idea of T-theory Foundation is to get the clever part right. And it's actually more than I can do with all my obligations. So what I'm trying to do is put up a lot of stuff that you can is convenient to get. Another question that I have, which is tremendously interesting, but it's a little bit out of my scope, is that Achilles has sent in one of these charts, which is it's what they call a black box, where you give the market projection for the long term, and you show where the highs and lows are. For a very long period, like out for 10 years, that gets that and has high lows, high and low dates, high dates and low dates, and so forth. And it's really, I th is from what I can gather, it's based on Martin A. Armstrong, and I get reports, I get inquiries about that program. Martin Armstrong is a brilliant fellow who, a long time ago, looked at what we did in the 40-year cycle. You're looking over a long period of time, found periods, my understanding of it is, anyway, he's found where the panics came in. The people nowadays, prior to 08, said, we have now controlled the fact that we understand everything, we know how to control it, there'll never be another panic. Well, if you look over 200 years, they always get it wrong, and there is a panic. Okay, so what Armstrong did was he went through the period of a long period. He found out the series of panics. He divided it into the period of time, and he said they come up on average a certain amount. Therefore, there must be a cycle of that amount, and then he developed a whole theory of it. I don't like to comment on those, because what you do is you get a chart, and it says this is what the result is, take it or leave it, and but they never tell you anything else. In T theory, at T theory Foundation, what you do is you go into the it you try to uncover what the logic of it is in terms of time symmetries, and then you produce something that says that you can have a cycle low, you can have a time symmetry, and you can the time symmetry can be construed as a legitimate property of market trends, but you can never know where the center post of the T is. It's the version of the uncertainty principle. So you can know how long a rally is going to last, which I would contend, incidentally, in the long-term forecast, is that you have the advanced decline, the ABCD for the long-term practice says that you're going to go up to August of 10 before you, of 2010 before you have a rally. People still send me emails say that can't possibly happen. Okay. The answer to that one is it hasn't. It could be wrong. Right. It hasn't been wrong since 32. Okay, but it could be wrong. Okay, so you have to get into that stuff. But I've been through this for 35 years, and they always say that, but it always comes out right. So you have to go in and check why some of these things, like the projection is showing from Achilles is showing, why is there a top now? But I've always had that. I'd always see the people that came up against T theory died and went away. So, but this could be the way that I get into trouble too. So I have to really go into this stuff to make sure, but it's not the highest priority or anything like that. Sometimes when you get into that stuff, you find out something that's very important, where the flaw is. And the flaw is always that you can't know time perfectly or price perfectly. And you have to compromise on the two, or be flexible on the two. So that's what we're trying to do. The next best solution is wrong tees. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to shoot off a bunch of every 6 months going back in history. This chart will be reproduced. I'm going to post them up there, and I'm going to invite people to go in and see if you find some pattern. It's always complicated. It's not a simple pattern. You can draw T's, you can draw wrong T's and find it works, then find out it doesn't work, but it's because there's a rule that you're in the wrong mode because you're overlapping wrong T's and trying to borrow into a wrong T that's going to come out later on, but there's a conflict in it, and you have to unsettle that stuff. But if you want to take those down and then send me the pictures and so forth, I'll assemble it all over. But I just need to have more eyes on the process. The other thing that we're including is that I'm going to be leaving the TypePad at some time, but by the end of the year or early next year, maybe going to somebody like Network Solutions because I want to do videos, and TypePad will not permit high resolution graphics to get in because it's too expensive to for the weather. It costs like $15 to run a TypePad per month, for typically what you can put in, and they put restrictions in. So you pay somebody else $26 a month, but you have to use new tools. You have to go to Adobe Dreamweaver or something like that, rather than just simple stuff that I use here. But it turns out that you can't do chart work unless you go to PDF files. I have to ask everybody to if you want to send me a chart and you want to have it reproduced in the work, you got to send me a PDF version of it. I'm a Mac user, and I can produce PDF files right off of my charts. I assume in the Windows world, which probably more people are working in the Windows world, you got to send me a PDF file. You can't send a TIFF file over the internet because usually they will not permit that to come through. And so I end up with this chart from the Martin A. Armstrong stuff. He says it's good, but it'll never reproduce on the. You can never see the detail when you get it on the other end because it's been dumbed down. So what you have to do is you have to figure out how to do everything on PDF files. So I send things out on PDF files, and when you get the PDF file, I would appreciate it getting it back in a PDF format and so forth. Okay, so that's pretty much what the story is as far as the project, as far as the new projects are concerned. And because my company obligation is the first, I won't do that until I clean out the October peak date, and then I'm in sort of a hiatus. You know, so I'm sitting around with, you know, market can crash as far as I'm concerned. So I don't have any financial obligations. So then we get into this thing with the long-term downtrend line on the for the cash buildup phase. It's going to force us into a low sometime in the latter part of November, maybe in the latter part of November, and then we're going to have probably the end of the year. There's a lot of tax loss selling stuff. Then we're going to turn around and have kind of rally. The question is it a big rally, or is it just something that just comes up as a token new high? Because a token new high is good enough to say you're in a bull market, although it wasn't what you were looking for. So that's the sort of stuff we have to settle out. But that's sort of a low priority. And during that time, I can start to sneak in and produce all this stuff, and it will show up at T-Theory Foundation, for more serious work. Okay, that's for that. Now we'll get on to the next subject, which is the actual projection of the top up to mid-October. Bye-bye.